This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know it's Juan Soto, but given how hot Pete has been, were you a little surprised that they walked him there?
Honestly, I wasn't, you know. I think he gets to a point like, pick your poison there, you know. You either go after Juan Soto or you got another good one behind him. And they decided to pitch to Pete, and I'm glad he came through. But, yeah, those are some of the decisions that as a manager you have to take. He took it, and I'm glad it worked out our way. But I wasn't surprised at all.
Is that, in that moment, though, I don't know if you're thinking this way, but is that one of the things where you sit back and you say, all right, this is what makes us potentially so dangerous that you have to make a decision like that?
100%. It's not an easy decision when you're sitting in the other dugout. And, you know, especially with the way Pete is swinging the bat now, like, we feel really good about our chances, whether it's with Juan, whether it's with Pete and whoever we got behind those guys. I've been saying it, that as long as we're creating traffic and making things happen, eventually we'll get the big hit, and then we got it today. So,
if
it wasn't quite the same situation, but they also kind of pitched around Pete earlier, and that's when Nimmo hit a double too. So is that just kind of more of the lineup that you're seeing put together like that?
Yeah, and it's not easy to game plan, especially when you have not only good hitters, but is it righty, lefty, or switch hitter? It's hard, and we saw it today. You know, like you said, looked like they were pitching around Pete, and then Nimmo came through there. So deep lineup, really good hitters, and you know they're gonna come around.
Peter.
Carlos, what did you see from Clay Holmes today and the way he was diversifying his pitch mix?
I thought he was really good. I thought he was better than the line score, to be honest with you. I think he ended up striking out 10 on a day where the conditions were really, really tough, especially for a guy that his pitches move so much and how windy it was on that first inning, the walks. But he found a way, and, man, he made it look easy. And I didn't think it was that easy, you know. He used all of his pitches, the changeup effectively, the slider, sweeper, the four-seam played up today. And he threw strikes after he kind of lost it a little bit in the first inning. But I got to give him credit, because for him to go back out in the sixth after what we saw in that first inning, conditions like this, I thought he did a hell of a job.
Manny?
Just wanted to kind of see what your take was on Brett Beatty. He seems to just be really struggling up there. What are you seeing from him?
Yeah, I mean, he's going through it right now, and he's going to have to continue to fight through it. There's time where I feel like he's getting behind it. They're attacking him early in counts. They're getting ahead, and he's missing his pitches. And then it's tough to hit 0-1, 0-2 a lot, you know, and I thought today he got to 2-0 and then swung out the sweeper. He got to 3-1. So there was a couple of at-bats today where he was on hitter's count. And I think if he starts doing that, you know, not chasing or not missing pitches when they're attacking him, he's going to be fine. So he's got to continue to grind through it, and he will.
Andy?
Vientos hitting a single the other way today. I think some hard contact yesterday. You seeing some signs there?
Yeah. Yesterday, a few walks, smoke a ball. Today, hits up, I think it was like 108 to center field, the line drive, controlling the strike zone. I think there's some good signs there, and he'll come around too. I like the takes. I like the fact that he is executing his game plan, and he's another guy that it was good to see getting a knock there for him. Yeah,
Dan.
Carlos, just following up on that, he seemed to react after that single. Have you seen it get to him at all? The slow start.
Not really. He goes out there, he prepares, he's playing good defense, he's engaged. You want to see some results, as a competitor. But, it was good for him to get that one after hitting a bullet in center field and not getting results. He gets to a point where, you might get frustrated. But I haven't seen anything from him. As long as he continues to control the strike zone, he's going to be in a good place.
Jorge.
I was just with Juan. Conditions, is that why you took him out late?
So? Yeah, this is something that I'm going to do once in a while here. We did it with Nemo in Miami, and then I thought today, maybe an inning, to get him off his feet in those rough conditions, and that's why I made that decision there.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.